But first, there are reports that the United Kingdom's process to begin leaving the European Union may not begin until later next year, delaying the UK's so-called Brexit. The June vote to leave may have surprised many there, but it came as welcome news to the island nation's fishermen. They've long complained about European Union rules, and now they're hoping Brexit will help them revitalize a fishing industry they say was damaged by EU policy. From Southwest England, special correspondent Jennifer Glass reports.
Fishermen have brought their catches into Brixham Harbor since the Middle Ages, when it was the biggest fishing port in Southwest England. The harbor and the fleet have changed over the centuries, and skipper Mike Sharp hopes there are more changes to come. That's why he voted for the UK to leave Europe.
We have all the Dutch and the French and the Belgian fishermen and mainly the Spanish as well coming to land to take our fish out of our waters, which we want to, you know, I think we still can let them come in, but we can decide how many comes in.
European Union mandated quotas stipulate what kind and how many fish the trawlers can bring in. Sharp and other fishermen here claim the quotas favor boats from continental Europe. EU rules also limited the size of fishing fleets.
When I started fishing 30 years ago, there was 60 beam trawlers, and now there's 17. So I'd like to see it built back up.
A larger fleet could mean hundreds more jobs for deckhands, engineers, welders, and onshore processing, buying, and selling fish. Brixham Fish Market is already the largest on England's south coast.
I got 400 by Gordon, 460 by Gerard Jones, 470.
Handling about $35 million of annual trade. This market was modernised in part with EU funds.
A lot of the fish we sell in England, we sell from this market here, actually goes abroad. I think just because we're out of the EU, I don't think they're going to stop buying our fish. They're still going to want our fish.
Fish buyer Steve Farrar says his children voted to stay in Europe because they want to be able to study and work there.
No, I don't want them that badly.
He voted to leave because he says it was a question of democracy versus control from Europe.
I felt very much that if I couldn't vote somebody, a politician, in or out, I didn't want them making decisions over my life or my children's lives or my grandchildren's lives. And that was the fundamental issue, really.
Robert Simonetti exports fish and serves it at a local restaurant, including what else? Fish and chips. He doesn't think his vote to leave will change much for his businesses.
For me, it was all the immigration thing. I think that's a big issue for everybody. You know, we want control about who comes into our country, really. You know, the people we don't want, you know, the criminals. You know, if you're coming here to work and you're going to be part of the community, we don't care what colour you are. Are you white, black, or yellow?
Waitress Wendy Lanyon says any sacrifices made to leave Europe will be worth it.
I do believe it's going to be hard for us as a country, but nothing like what they made out it was going to be. But we've survived before without being in the European Union, and we'll survive again. I'm sure we will.
Despite the anti-Europe sentiment here, this harbour town has deep historical ties with the continent.
Dutch Prince William of Orange landed here on the 5th of November, 1688, and he became the King of England, ruling alongside Queen Mary. Napoleon Bonaparte never actually set foot on land, but his ship was just offshore before he was sent into exile.
Over tea, local historian Edgar Lawrence says it's no surprise Britons voted to leave.
I'm old enough to have voted for the common market, but what we got wasn't anything like what we've been told it was going to be, and it's just got worse and worse.
And what do you think Brexit will do for Brixham and Devon and Cornwall?
Depends very much on the politicians. We know what that we want it to do. Will they agree to everything we want, which Europe doesn't seem to want us to have?
The picturesque beaches of Devon and Cornwall counties attract tourists that bring in revenue, but not enough to keep the local economies afloat. This area once produced tin and copper and china clay, but all you can see of the mines now are abandoned shells. After the mines closed, there was a steady decline in manufacturing and other industries, leaving this one of the poorest areas in Europe. Cornwall alone has received hundreds of millions of dollars in European aid, support that's now at risk. The EU had pledged $650 million through 2020 to Cornwall to continue to support new businesses, build infrastructure, and complete high-speed internet access to the region.
What we're going to the public is...
The head of the local county commission is trying to ensure the money keeps flowing, whether from Europe or the UK government.
I don't think the economic argument played a very big part in the decision. It was more on fear and a dislike of Brussels. People like to blame somebody and for the ills of the country, then Brussels was getting the blame. So it wasn't in that sense economically logical. It was very much a reaction vote.
A bit busy these days.
One of Cornwall's poorest areas is Redruth. This food bank gives out free provisions to the needy. Vicky Rostron and her partner are both unemployed and have six children between them. She has no interest in politics and didn't vote.
I didn't know enough about it to think about it, to be honest. It wasn't something I wanted to do, you know?
But all these tins will be checked.
The food bank's founder says the Brexit vote won't hurt Cornwall because European money has not produced the right kind of jobs since the local economy has evolved.
Those jobs are not here anymore. And they're still not here, whether it's European money or British government money. Those type of jobs are not here in Cornwall. And that's what we struggle with.
Some in Cornwall want the government to bring back heavy industry, not a viable prospect. And European funds have been spent to create 21st century solutions to Cornwall's limitations.
A lot of that money is not visible. So it doesn't build a school or a sports centre. It builds a road, or it builds a business park, or it helps to develop a digital industry. And people, the man in the street, they don't see that.
Back in Brixham, the fishermen head out to sea. They say they've done their part, persuading the country to vote to get out of Europe. Now it's up to the politicians. Negotiations are expected to take 2 years or many more. The fishermen of Brixham hope officials in London and Brussels won't leave them high and dry. Reporting for the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jennifer Glass in Brixham, England.